Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Ruby Rose Walker. Ruby Rose Walker is the founder of Align Coaching. She is an international coach who works with her clients to create life-changing transformation, empowering them to unlock their own unique potential so they can live with intention and lead with impact while achieving consistent success and high growth. Prior to starting Align, she spent her career in international leadership in the tech industry. She has in-depth experience working in organizations across different levels of growth, from startup to multinational corporations. Her background living and working across different continents and cultures strongly influences her approach, revealing the right path for each client to generate sustainable success in today's fast-paced global work culture.
Well, good afternoon, Ruby Rose. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. I'm excited to be here.
I'm really excited. We've spent some time together off the mic, so to speak, right? And it was great to meet you. That's what's so cool about this world we live in now. We're all interconnected no matter where we're living or working, right? And I know that you're currently in the UK, so I appreciate you jumping on. And we've got obviously a 6-hour difference here. So thanks again. And so Ruby Rose, let's jump right into the questions here. You've got quite the career in technology as a leader, and now you're the founder and transformational coach for Align Coaching. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, sure, Brian. So I wouldn't say that I have a secret. I'd love to say that I did, but I've always worked really hard. The key for me has always been determination and also seeing and seeking out new opportunities. So determination to continuously grow and evolve, but also to bring others with me. I've always been passionate about leadership and having an impact, and that's always driven me. So in my career, and as you know, within an organization, the way that you have an impact is to grow to that next level or to achieve that next title. But for me, it got to a stage then that opening my own business was the next natural progression for me to be able to expand that. And with what inspires me, there are so many things that inspire me, but I would have to say that human beings inspire me. I'm so passionate about exploring human potential and people driven to do something different, to evolve, to follow their vision while bringing others with them. That really, really inspires me.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Like you, I'm the same way. People really get me jazzed, and that's what really pushes me and inspires me. And that's why I've done a lot of mentoring for others starting out in their career. So thank you. Ruby Rose, let's talk tech and leadership. How do you reconcile the two in a customer-centric world today?
You know, I really love this question, and it's one I think about a lot, and I think we really need to open the conversation about a lot more. So leadership and the skills required to successfully lead in this new emerging work culture are changing and evolving. So we're now in an era of leadership, which is more digital and more global than it ever has been. So to thrive, organizations and leaders need to develop new skills and approaches, but also let go of some older ones and some dated ones. And I feel that we're in this time of change where we're holding on to the past, but we also have this incredible opportunities ahead of us. And technology companies are known for being cutting edge. They're known for leading the way in many ways, but they also face countless leadership challenges. And these include lower engagement and retention as well. And so to touch on one of the things that I find really important and that I really love to talk about is cultural intelligence. And cultural intelligence in its simplest form is the ability to relate, to connect, and to work with other cultures effectively. And now more than ever, we're working with people internationally. We have international customers, we have business partners. And so we need to understand what makes people tick, why people act in certain ways, why and how decisions are made, how this affects negotiation. So cultural intelligence is the ability to have an in-depth understanding of these aspects. This is key to success in the new emerging world, I believe. And I believe that this is important, and cultural intelligence applies not only in an international sense, but also to the cultures within an organization. So within an organization, we have the engineering team, we have the customer-facing team, we have the sales team, the marketing team. And anyone who's worked in a tech company knows that each of these have a culture of their own. There are silos. And if there isn't a conscientious effort to work toward uniting the visions and goals, there can be great divides between these. And this is where I love to work. This is where I love to really delve into this cultural intelligence concept. Because when we talk about customer-centric world, for example, the customer-facing team may have a very different priorities than the technical teams. And we really need to reconcile the two. The customer-facing team has the culture or values of customer obsession, but that's closely intertwined with what's possible from the technical teams. So customer obsession without the understanding of technical aspects and culture often leads to misalignment and vice versa. So it's the leader's responsibility of an organization to foster an environment of cultural awareness and intelligence. And conventional training alone isn't always sufficient for this, but consistent growth and the coaching within an organization and leadership coaching is a way that we can really grow right now.
Thank you for sharing that, Ruby Rose. We really do appreciate that. And I think that does shed a lot of light around the things that happen today in a work environment, that the cultural changes that we need to be absolutely on top of. So moving into this technology question, Ruby Rose, are you leveraging any new or emerging tech within your business? If not, is there maybe a cool tool or app that you have found useful?
You know, at the moment, I wouldn't say I'm leveraging any new technology, but one thing I'm really excited about is virtual reality and the world of coaching with virtual reality. So in coaching, VR can contribute to the experience by creating simulations. So for example, somebody wants to practice their public speaking. With virtual reality, we can create a simulation of that scenario so that the client can have a very real experience. And we know that the brain doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. So we will be given the opportunity to quite literally gain experience through virtual reality. So this technology is already being used in therapy to overcome phobias, but the prospect of it to prime someone's brain for the future is exciting. And I think that that within the coaching space is really going to be revolutionary.
I love that. And we've had several guests that are working in that space right now as far as their startup or their tech company, and they're doing some amazing things. So I think you're absolutely right. It shows a lot of promise for a lot of different verticals and industries, but absolutely coaching. So thank you. So Ruby Rose, last question. Could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to either grow their career in technology or entrepreneurship?
Sure. So I would say whatever venture you're looking to embark upon, take some time and define what your why is. And I know this is spoken a lot about and Simon Sinek speaks about why quite a lot, but this is so key to being connected to your vision. So not just off the top of your head, but really sit down, take some time to figure out your why. Why are you doing what you do? What draws you to the future you're trying to create? And we often use this exercise in coaching of going 5 to 7 layers deep. What I mean by that is things aren't surface deep. You might think you know what your why is, but then when you can answer that, go a little bit deeper. So for example, I want to make more money. Okay, well, why is that important to you? Why do you want to make more money? Well, I want financial freedom. And you keep going 5 to 7 layers deep. Some people do 5. I often do 7 until you're really at the core. Even when you think you might have it, just keep going until you're really sure you're at the core. And this defines your purpose and your vision of where you want to go with your business and your career. And when things get difficult or when you may get taken off track, you can connect with that why, and that helps you figure out the how and the what next. And finally, I would say it's really important to find the person or people to guide you on that journey. Find the coach or find a mentor to guide you. Friends and family, people around you, they're there to inspire you and to support you, and that's amazing. But if you really want to accelerate your success, a coach or mentor can help you level up and reach that next level of success faster in a more strategic way. So I would say that's key.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing again, Ruby Rose. That is very helpful. And you're absolutely right. You know, getting down to the core of your why is really what's going to pull you to your goals and help you be fulfilled. So I certainly appreciate that. So Ruby Rose, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Brian.
Bye for now. Bye.